This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We ask a question, where did the world come from? And if you're a Muslim who reads the Quran, we go to the next slide, and that will tell you. Allah Ta'ala himself commands us to ponder this question. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. Travel the earth and ask yourself the question, ponder. How did this creation begin? Because when you keep going back, you will have to come to a conclusion that there must be an origin, that infinite regress is impossible. Infinite regress of creation is rationally inconceivable. Remember, though, the point of a Muslim's pondering is always to get to who brought us here. Now, what does this creation ask of us? So this question, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, if you ponder this, you will come to the conclusion that there is a creator. Option number one, where did the creation come from? It created itself. This is inconceivable. Nothing can ever create itself because that would require it to exist and not exist simultaneously. Nothing can ever create itself. To create, you have to exist. But what you're doing is putting yourself into existence. So this is two contradictory things. Option number two is tasalsul, that the world always existed. And this is inconceivable because infinite regress is inconceivable. Why is infinite regress rationally inconceivable? The first answer, A, infinite regress has no starting point. That's the first thing. You would never arrive at the present moment. To give an example, if a well had no bottom, could you ever fill the well to the top? It has no bottom. Now, I want you to keep note, next slide, that infinity and eternity are very different things. Infinity is no beginning, no end. Eternity is something that has a beginning and no end. So, akhirah is eternal, but it's not infinite. Heaven is not infinite in the respect that it has a beginning. That's the difference. It has a beginning. And now we have day zero, day one, day two, day three, day four, and so on. You have all these days that pass on one day after another. But infinity is what we're talking about, having no beginning and no end. When someone says, where did the world come from? You say, it's been around forever. Appealing to the age of something does not explain how it came into existence. When you appeal to the age of something. A man asks, where were you born? Oh, man, I'm 100 years old. But you didn't answer the question. You gave me an interesting fact, but you didn't answer the question. You can't add anything to infinity, correct? If I have infinity, I cannot. Infinity plus one is nothing. I can't add anything to infinity. I cannot increase the timeline in any way, shape, and form. However, when we look around, we're adding a day every day to the universe. We're adding and subtracting constantly. Someone's just born. Someone dies. We're adding a day. We're expanding. So we're constantly adding, therefore, this world that we live in, the universe, cannot be infinite. Actual infinities do not even exist. Infinity is simply a mental exercise. It has a mental existence only. If infinity has existed, name me one thing that's infinite, right? Let's say you have an infinite number of specks of sand on the earth. So in order to demonstrate that, you would have to count them, right? I mean, you tell me there are a million marbles in a room. I don't believe you until you count them for me. But in order to count an infinity, you would have to live in infinity, which will not happen. We would have to, let's say we did, right? We would never literally get to the end. So infinity is something that is an imagination. That's it. If you can't count up to infinity, then you definitely can't count down to infinity, right? So if you claim that I can go back in time and it's infinite, how do I know it's not just bigger than, when you never arrive? Maybe it's just, maybe tomorrow you arrive, maybe next year you arrive. So you definitely can't count down from an infinite. In the example, I want you to count to 10, but you have to go to negative infinity first and count from there. You'll never count to 10. You'll never arrive at whatever date we are, October 8th, 2024. You'll never get to this day. If the world was infinite in the past. Conclusion. A collection formed by successive addition cannot be an actual infinite. That means world history is composed of adding one day after another, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, that can never be infinite. Anything that is formed by adding stuff to it cannot be infinite. Anything that involves adding must have began at zero. So the concept of infinity exists. You can talk about it. You can discuss it. You could put it in formulas, just like Spider-Man. You could talk about him. You can create his rules, but he doesn't exist. It's in your imagination. I can talk about a square circle. I can say, I have a square circle in my hand. I put it, but where is it? You can't even draw it. It's nothing other than words. Option number three, it emerged out of nothing. This is also inconceivable because something cannot emerge out of nothing. Option four is necessary. The world was brought into existence by something else. This is necessary because everything that has a beginning must have a cause. And that's where you have to, that's what you have to know right there. Everything that has a beginning must have a cause. So this is, it is necessary to assume and to deduce, not assume, to know, because it's a rational necessity that there is a cause that brought, there is a source, something brought this world into existence. Now we're going to even get to the point that we can even deduce some of the attributes of this cause, or this source, we should say. The origins argument, the world could not have created itself. It could not have existed forever. It could not have emerged out of nothing. Therefore, it must have a maker. The maker, we're going to now, by necessary implication, it is rationally necessary to that this to deduce now that the maker must be transcendent beyond the nature and laws of this creation. Simple as that. The maker must be transcendent beyond these things. Next one. Very similar, the cousin of this argument is the cosmological argument. Everything with a beginning has a cause. So taking the conclusion of the first one, putting it here, the world has a beginning, therefore the world has a cause. Something brought this world into existence. This world did not just come out of nowhere. These arguments prove the first rationally comprehensible attribute, wujud. Wujudul khalq. There must be a khalq. More specifically, it must be a necessary existence. I exist, you exist, the creator exists. What's the difference? Two differences. One, God, the creator of this world, exists by necessity. Because if he was just another subject of cause and effect, he'd just be another part of the world. Just like that Dawkins said that stupid statement of his. He said, how do we know that we weren't made up by some kind of monster trillions away from us? Trillions of light years away from us. Well, then he'd just be part of the creation. The same question would be asked to him. So most specifically, it exists by necessity. We exist. We're ja'iz al-wujud. We may exist. We may not exist. That's the difference. The creator of this world has no beginning. Because we said that if this world has a maker, which we said is a rationally necessary conclusion, it's not a rationally possible conclusion. It's a rationally necessary conclusion. So everything with a beginning must have a maker, must have a cause. So we must also conclude that the stuff of this world, of the creation, that creator is transcendent beyond that. He's transcendent beyond it. That doesn't apply to him. If it applies to him, he's just another creation. So that's what we're going to get to next. All right, so let's get into the next rationally necessary attribute. So far, we only deduced wujud, existence. Now let's get to the next one. The next one is oneness.